بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من عجز منكم عن الليل أن يكابده، وبخل بالمال أن ينفقه، وجبن عن العدو أن يقاتله، فليكثر ذكر الله، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yesterday we mentioned that the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, is a prescription to make a deen easy for a person and to increase one's inclination towards deen. Now this hadith explains to us further why this is the case. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in this hadith? Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever finds himself helpless, he doesn't have the courage to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. And he finds himself too miserly to spend in the path of Allah. And he finds himself too cowardly to fight in the path of Allah. فَلْيُكْثِرْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ Then he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. What does this hadith mean? So, let us understand a bit of background, which is that, as we mentioned previously, that a person's deen condition depends on the state of his heart. A person's heart is home to either good qualities, which Sharia calls good akhlaq, or it is home to bad qualities, which Sharia calls bad akhlaq. Now, akhlaq here does not mean what you and I term it in our day-to-day language. Akhlaq here refers to certain qualities which exist in the heart. And by way of example, if I give you a simple example, you will understand. For example, miserliness, love for wealth, excessive love for wealth is a quality which exists within one's heart. If a person has this quality in his heart, he will find it very difficult to pay his zakat. He will find it very difficult to spend on other people. On the other hand, a good quality is generosity. That a person has this desire within himself to spend. If he has this quality within his heart, he will find it very easy to pay his zakat. He will find it very easy to give charity. In fact, he will feel inclined to give charity. He will look for causes to give, to spend on people, to feed other people. So this is just a simple example. And like this, there are many, many good qualities and there are many evil qualities. And the summary of it is that when a person's heart becomes decorated with all the good qualities and the evil qualities are weakened and they are removed, then a person becomes truly practicing upon deed. Now in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave three examples. The first example he gave is that a person, he finds himself too weak. His heart doesn't have the himmah, the courage to stand up and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. So he has this evil quality within him, within his heart. Or secondly, the second evil quality he has is that he has miserliness in his heart because of which he can't spend when he needs to in the path of Allah. And a third evil quality, he has cowardice in his heart because of which when it comes to fighting in the path of Allah, he doesn't have the courage to do so. And these are three examples given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can add whichever example you want. A person has excessive lust in his heart because of which he cannot control his gaze. He has excessive anger in his heart because of which when he gets angry, he cannot control his temper. The examples can go on and on. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if this person finds himself in this state, that there is some part of deen he finds himself, it's too difficult to do. Why? Because he has some illness also in his heart. Then what should he do? فَلْيُكْثِرِ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ He should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Why? Because this is the effect of the dhikr of Allah. That if a person does it in abundance, he increases in quality as well as quantity, then slowly but surely, these evil qualities are weakened and good qualities grow in a person's heart. And when that is the case, then slowly but surely, that very same sin which a person found it very difficult to stay away from, now it becomes easier. And sooner or later he feels inclined to practice it upon that command of Allah Ta'ala. So like we mentioned, a person should bring the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in abundance in his life. Have some fixed amount of the dhikr of Allah to do on a daily basis. Tilawah of the Quran, tasbihat, etc. And other than that, keep the tongue busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As much as possible, try to think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to remember him in abundance. Ameen. Wa akhira da'wana. Alhamdulillah.